Despite the Super Hornet air personnel returning home towards the end of January, Defence Minister Maurice Payne insisted it's not the end of Australia's contribution in Iraq. Senator Payne announced Australia will wind down military operations in the country, including ending airstrikes. It follows the Iraqi declaration of victory over the self-proclaimed Islamic State group in the region earlier this month. Senator Payne says the campaign has been long but worthwhile.
There's no doubt that our airstrike operations have made a difference to the ability of the Iraqi security forces campaign to defeat Daesh and to ensure that the extremists of this organisation are prevented from spreading their toxic ideology further across the globe. I do want to emphasise, however, that this is not the end of Australia's contribution in Iraq.
The Australian military's air task group consisted of six F/A-18 fighter jets, an E-7A wedge-tail surveillance plane and a KC-30A refuelling aircraft. But Australian support aircraft will continue to operate in the Middle East as well as its military training mission. Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull says Australian forces have done a very important job against extremist groups in the Middle East in the time they have served there.
During that time, Our Super Hornets have conducted 2,700 sorties. They've played a really important role, vitally important role, in liberating Iraq from Daesh, and they have played a very important role as well in the battle against Daesh in Syria.
Earlier this month, Iraq's Prime Minister declared victory over the terrorist group, while the federal opposition has welcomed the return of some crews. Deputy Opposition Leader Tanya Plibersek says it's fantastic news, so close to Christmas, for the families of the Defence Force personnel involved.
I'm sure that this is very welcome news to many families waiting at home here in Australia, hearing that their loved ones will be returning is probably the best Christmas present that they can have.
Defence expert Professor John Blaxland from the Australian National University says it's an appropriate move by the government.
And most of the fighting is over. There is really no real requirement for the Australian Air Force to continue to maintain a fighter aircraft capability over Iraq anymore. It's appropriate that they come home, but at the same time, I appreciate that there are some imperatives for us to not entirely abandon the scene ignominiously or in a rapid way, so the scaling down of the contribution is appropriate.